Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Hey guys, this is Raven.
Hi guys, I'm Shrew.
The fuck is up? I'm Al.
We're swearing.
We are the first military spouse podcast.
Needing to be around other vets. That was hit me hard when I realized it. I can't help with everything because I don't understand it.
You know, we're always around.
Spouse or vet, we're here.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This whole life is a learning experience. And
we don't have the resources or we don't know. There's a lot of us that we can find out from.
If you need information or just someone to talk to, you know, we're always around.
We are not another military spouse / unconventional vet spouse.
Say goodbye.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Not Another Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse here on DV Radio, powered by
WDVR.
Woo! I just broke your eardrums. Ha ha!
Yay!
On you. Yay! My name is Al. I'm here with Shrew.
Hey.
I almost wrote your name for a second. I don't know how.
I forgot it too.
I call you Shrew like 50 times a day, but it's cool.
And I'll answer to many things. Hey, you over there, person, you know.
I feel like, you know how like when parents have kids and they call like every kid's name before the actual one they're looking for?
I do that with you guys.
I'm like, honey, but Raven, Shrew, your name is Shrew. Yeah.
You, that one.
Yeah. So, how you doing this week?
There's a video on my screen right now of a baby in a bumbo seat. Riding on a Roomba.
I just opened it. It's pretty hilarious right now. This baby's having like the time of his life. I'm pretty jealous.
Swirling around on a Roomba.
He's like, hell yeah. Fuck. This is like parenting done right.
It is. I'm down for it. I'm here. I'm good.
Like you're cleaning your floor.
Your child is occupied.
Yeah.
Maybe a safety hazard, but that's besides the point.
I mean, those things don't really run into anything.
It looks really stable.
Yeah, like just, I guess, stay in the same room as the Roomba, but it is what it is. Maybe I'll share it to the page so people can actually understand what we're talking about.
They're still going to think we're crazy.
Oh, well, of course. So what's going on this week? First of all, what are you drinking? Because I heard that there was a debacle this morning.
Oh my god, there was a debacle. And I'm going to go ahead and rant about it because we're here.
Do it.
So, I'm drinking a Coke, which, let me tell you, was not an easy thing to acquire this morning. So our base is split into two. So I went on my side to the little classics. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to get a Coke and go home. After, it took me 10 minutes to get my kids in the car because the two-year-old did not want to get in her fucking seat. And climbed all over the fucking car.
Which, by the way, the picture was wonderful. To
just standing on the middle console, little shit. And so I go to this shopette. That's what the Air Force calls it, shopette, whatever. And I walk in, and there's no Coke at all. Like, no Diet Coke, no Vanilla Coke, no regular Coke.
And
I don't understand. It's disgusting. It's awful.
Yeah, that's the only word I can think that's, like, remotely appropriate.
None of the tiny bottles, none of the 2 liters, none of the cans. Like, what the fuck? I'm not okay with this. I need caffeine. And so I have to load the kids back in the car and drive to the other side of base, which is just the whole thing. Cause you still have to go through like another gate and then,
Really?
I got my Coke. Yeah.
That's so annoying.
It is.
See, Carson just has like 55 different gates, but they don't go in any kind of order. You have like gate one, gate 3, 4, and then gate 20. And then you're like, what happened to 5 through 19? Like, where are all these places?
Where did they go?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like some like hush hush thing that I'm not supposed to know about. Like, is that where they store the aliens?
It is. Go find the aliens. I want to see them.
I know.
I feel like they're my people.
Me too. You know what else we have out here? We have fucking NORAD.
Totally got aliens.
I know. And the shitty part is whenever I find someone that used to work for NORAD, they're like, I can't tell you anything. And I'm like, I don't need to know anything.
Attention. 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 Ready. November. Papa. 4-4. Danger. Trigger. Ready. Secure. Attention. Attention. Attention.
Attention.
all I need to know. Ready? I'm going to like break it down. I need to know if either it's like 1980s Back to the Future looking on the inside.
Oh my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Run for it, Marty!
Who?
Who do you think?
Or if it's super high tech, like stainless steel.
Like on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Are they secretly S.H.I.E.L.D.? Maybe they're S.H.I.E.L.D.
They might be S.H.I.E.L.D.
The secret is out. For decades, your organization stayed in the shadows, hiding the truth. But now we know. They're among us. Heroes. And monsters. The world is full of wonders.
That's my next show, by the way, on my list of...
Oh, it's so good.
...to do. Yeah, we're just finishing up The Arrow now. So now we're just getting through our superhero shows. I don't know why we're on a kick, but... Yeah, so yeah, anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to go through on a NORAD rant, but that's not my mind.
What are you drinking today?
I am drinking an ice cold brew from my little bitch-ass Starbucks because I didn't feel like going down to a real coffee shop. So,
have you gone to Dutch Bros yet?
No, I have not gone to Dutch Bros. So, ironically, every time we go to this one bar that we... It's like our like hometown bar, I guess I would say, or like our like place we go. There's a Dutch Bros right across the street, and they allow inside drinks. So every time I go there, I'm like, I should just get Dutch Bros. I should just get that before I get a beer, and I just never do. So one of these days, maybe this weekend, I'll go and get one.
You should, and get like the Rebel because it's the energy drink, and then you can get that, and it's like a slushy. So you just take it over to your bar and get some shots poured in it, and there you go.
That's what an idea. Shrew, you are now a mixologist on top of everything else. Wow. My mind is just blown right now. I could see some like vodka in there. It would taste pretty good. Maybe some tequila. I don't know. Tequila is like weird to mix with sometimes.
It is, but the flavors of the Rebels are super strong. Like think melted Jolly Rancher strong.
Okay. So it could like cover up the shit that I don't want to think that I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, so I needed extra caffeine this morning. I didn't have any caffeine in the house yesterday. It was a dark day.
Oh,
in this house.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'm running low too, but that's because I'm packing and running out of food.
Oh yeah, so you're traveling what, next week?
Saturday. And then I'm out of town for a week, and then I come home next Saturday.
I still say you should just like detour to Colorado.
I am so down for that. I don't want to go on this trip at all. And that's actually part of my rant for when we get there, because
life.
Yeah.
Well, then I want to fucking hear this. So get it. Let's get into the rant. What's pissing you off this week?
Traveling with children, especially tiny children. So we're going, my husband's like parents and his sister's husband and their kids and blah, 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 are all renting out this house. It's essentially an Airbnb, but it's through a different company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice house. Like, it's beautiful, whatever. But I'm like, okay, I have to travel with the five-year-old, who, much easier than the two-year-old. The two-year-old, however, I'm like, okay, does this house have, like, plastic cups or glass cups in the kitchen? Do I have to pack sippy cups? Do I have to pack, like... the pack and play? What about this? What about that? I don't fucking know.
That these see, this is where like parenting blows my mind, is because I don't have to right now, but I don't think about these things. Like that would never cross my mind, you know?
It's crazy. And then I'm like, when we get there, I have to go grocery shopping because they need like for things that adults do. Like she wants juice and milk and
yeah.
And his family, they like to cook, but a lot of it's not like toddler friendly food.
Yeah.
Like Sunday they're making like ribs and a roast. And I'm like, yeah, I'll make some macaroni on the side.
Yeah. I don't think a 2 year old are necessarily
down for ribs.
Yeah. She's not like, mom, give me that baby back.
Baby back ribs.
Yes.
And then I'm like, while we're there, I have to figure out like she has to nap with all these people in the house, and then his family wants to see like this person and that person, and I'm like, okay, my kid has to nap, and what about the this, and like I just...
So is there any like main plan for this week, or is it just you guys like hanging out?
It's mostly just hanging out, but also it's the baby's birthday next week. So that also means I have to pack all of my shit to make her cake, which is like all the ingredients, the pans, all my decorating shit. And I'm like, fuck my life. Which, yeah,
and I'm assuming you guys are driving.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half. That's not too bad.
Oh, it's not terrible.
Yeah. At least I'm not flying. I fucking hate flying.
I can't imagine flying with kids. I can barely fly with Chappie, so I can't even imagine a 5-year-old or a 2-year-old.
It's not pleasant, let me tell you.
Wow.
And, like, I realize I could buy a cake when I get there, but...
But, like, you're a baker extraordinaire.
Exactly.
So
like, that's what I do.
Like, yeah. You know what I've been seeing lately all over the place? Wow. And I've never heard of it before until, like, a week ago, were these smash cakes. That's what everyone wants.
Oh, you didn't
now.
Know that was a thing?
No, I had no idea.
Totally a thing.
So, but, like, is it, like, candy on the inside? Or, like...
No, it's, like... So it's usually only for the first birthday and more for like picture's sake, typically.
Okay.
You make like a little bitty cake and it's like 4 or 5 inches. It's a little bitty. And then they just get the whole cake and they can just smash it.
Oh, okay. So it kind of eliminates that like when you were a kid, like around our time, where you would like just like take a handful of cake and then the cake ruined.
Then everybody else still gets cake and you don't have to worry about child drool or God knows what else.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
I always thought it was like some fancy thing that I just never knew about.
Like, to me, it's kind of overkill, but it's still super cute. So, eh. And it's actually really funny that you said that, because last night I had a spouse photographer here on base reach out to me, and she's like, hey, someone said you make cakes. I need someone to make all the smash cakes for my clients. And I was like, hey, girl.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like you're getting a lot of... clients. I'm like very I stalk you, I'm not gonna lie. I saw you posted something about butter in like one of the
I asked on the spouse's page where to get like the best butter.
Yeah, and then like you got like 2 orders out of it. I was like, fuck yeah, like get those orders, girl.
They're like all for it. It's amazing.
How is the application going?
It's getting there. It's so tedious because, like, the way they have it set up, part of it's through this website, part of it's through that one, and this one's unclear, so what do I have to do here? And then I still have to type up all my recipes, which is really difficult because I don't always use the same ones.
Yeah.
I Google them, and I find them, and I use them, and it works.
I feel like you should just make up a couple and just go with it.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at. I'm like, if it's... And you have to have, like, all the amounts and weigh it out, and I'm like, okay, but what if... It's humid this day and I need more fucking flour.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Baking's weird, man.
I don't understand. The only thing I understand about baking is that everything has to be like as exact as possible with your measurements. That's all I know. Like, but you have those people that are like, I'm just going to go rogue and do what I want to do because I know what I'm doing. And I'm like, okay.
Basically what I do, like I just kind of eyeball it. The other day I made pizza crust and the first one, I kind of followed a recipe. And it turned out really bad. It was kind of gross. And then I just winged it for the second one. And my husband's like, well, this is like the best you've ever made. What the hell? Okay. Yeah. Thanks, man.
You're like, fuck it up, bitch.
Go me.
Yeah. I feel like everyone has like duds once in a while. But that's just part of the creative process.
Exactly.
Like, I know Honey Badger the other day, she was all upset because one of her posts didn't get like...
She was so sad.
She was so upset. I was like, girl, do you know how many duds of posts I've gone through in the past like 2 years? Yeah, and like, I don't know. I feel like anything I don't think is funny, like, everybody's like, fuck yeah. But if I think it's funny, they're like, ooh.
We don't know about that.
We tried. Yeah. Nice try.
We'll give it a pity like.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of those.
We've had a lot of pity likes, but you know what? A like is a like, bitch.
Yeah, so. I'll take it.
Exactly.
Facebook's algorithms like those, so...
They do.
What's your rant, dear? I bet you have one.
I'm trying to think if I have one this week. Today was a pretty good day so far. I just started a new job, and Chappie called me this morning, and he is finally getting promoted.
I saw him post about that, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he's getting pinned very soon, but he finally got like the confirmation that he's being promoted because he wants a BLC in like March. And the irony is that this morning when I was driving him to work, I was like, you know, you really should like do like your classes so you can get your points, because that was the only thing that was holding him back.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. And then like an hour later he called me and he was like, oh, never mind, we're good. I was like, okay.
That was like, it. Well, I'm done though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll still do it. But yeah.
That's so that. He's got two classes left before he gets his CCAF, which is like the Air Force Associate's degree or whatever.
Oh, that's really cool. You guys get your, he gets his associate's degree?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And a lot of his, like, I think it'll be in, like, fire science or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Fire science. That just sounds badass. What's your degree?
Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah, that sounds like fucking, like, you're doing some, like, chemistry shit. But you're also just, like, a really big pyro that likes to play with fire all the time.
You get to set shit on fire. It sounds so fun.
It does.
Oh, it's cold in here. I need my blanket.
How hot is it there today?
Oh, let's see. Let's see here. 102 right now. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 105. And it's 11:15 a.m.
That's crazy. You know, Snafu messaged me yesterday, one of our fans, and he was like, ow, you don't need to download right now. I was like, what? He was like, you need to download the what the fuck weather.
Yes!
And I didn't, I've always seen the screenshots people like post of it, but I never knew what the app was, and I felt like, you know, it's too late in the game for me to ask. So I'm just gonna like,
I totally play along.
Yeah,
it's like so, that Chris Pratt meme. I don't know what it is, and I'm too afraid to ask.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. And like I was telling you guys earlier this week, I just learned what like a Kiki was. I didn't know.
I didn't know it had a name.
I didn't. So you're like, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. I see these videos of people just like dancing outside their car, and I'm like, this looks really dangerous, but do you? But I always watch them on silent, so I didn't know what song they were playing, and so I didn't realize that it was all the same song.
Oh, is it the same song? I don't listen
to
music.
Yeah, it's like a Drake song. Maybe we can get Bo to put in a little clip of it. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me, because I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always, KB. There you go. But for those out there that don't follow apparently what the kids are doing these days, dancing outside of your car is currently a thing. So I guess we're just really weeding out the weak ones this week.
Darwin Awards.
Love it. But yeah, so where was I? I don't. Oh, so I downloaded the What the Fuck Forecast app. And now I just keep checking it all day just to see like what the new forecast is. But right now it's, I hope you're okay with fucking clouds. Well, not actually fucking them. That would be weird. So,
oh, my friend sent me one the other day. Here we go. It was 109 a couple days ago. And it says, it's a dry heat, they said. Stuff it up your ass, I said.
I love that.
It's truthful.
Very. I'm trying to think if I have any ranting this week. I feel like earlier in the week I was a little salty, but I don't really remember about what. So it must have not been that
serious.
Important. Yeah. I went to my first farmer's market that's last weekend. Yeah. That was like mind opening. I know I sound so like hipster millennial right now. I feel like I make that reference every show, but
it works. It's a thing.
Yeah. I spent $16. I got zucchini, mangoes, onions, corn.
I didn't have any corn.
Fresh basil and peaches.
Ooh,
like a lot of all those things. I got like a whole watermelon. I got all kinds of shit. So that's my new like Saturday morning thing. I get up and like have my own time and just go to the farmer's market.
I like that. That's fun.
Yeah. Get a little arm workout because I got to carry all those bags back to the truck. It happens, you know.
I don't go anywhere. I've been staying home so much lately. Granted, it's too damn hot to leave my house. Guys, the other day I parked outside, like in the driveway, and when I went to get in the car, it said 122 degrees.
Oh, I saw that. That was wild.
It's awful. I felt like fried chicken. Like, I felt like I was just going to bake in the fucking car.
That's terrible. I shouldn't be laughing. That's so mean. I don't want to imagine you as fried chicken, but right now I am.
The other white meat.
Okay, I think we need to end the show now.
So. It's getting weird, y'all.
Bye, everybody. Have a good day. Have a good night. And we're out. I had a thought. It just left my mind. It's gone.
Al has left the building, ladies and gentlemen.
I've left the building. I don't even know if I ever entered the building.
I don't think you did.
It's fine. It had something to do with what you said before.
Fried chicken?
No, before that. I don't remember. I gotta move on with my life, because I could sit here all day and be like, what is this about? I don't know. No. But yeah, is Raven hopping on?
She said she should be here soon. She's laying her heathen down to nap.
Oh, man.
The world might end. He might kill us all.
He might. So while we're sitting here, what I want to raise this question to our listeners, but also to you. What do you think we should do for 10,000 followers?
I still think you should get the UVS logo tattoo.
Everyone keeps saying that, and like, I don't know.
It was funny when you posted about that, though, about them wanting you to get the tattoo, because everyone was like, well, no, don't do it if you don't want to. And it's like, well, no, you wouldn't do it if you didn't want to.
Obviously. I'm like, you know, I think our followers are just getting like super saucy lately.
They are.
Like the one the other day that was saying, I'm a sassy girl. Or the one that always stuck out in my mind was when you wrote something about parallel parking and they were like, oh, why don't you just be a good parker or something like that? And I was just like,
why don't you shut up?
Why don't you just like get a life?
Yeah.
Like,
just chew.
Yeah. But no, everyone was like, oh, remember when we could make our decisions on our own and not have to ask others for, like, approval? I was like, obviously, like, I'm not going to put something permanently on my body because you told me to. I'm just asking you just to, like, put it out there. Like, let's get
some funsies. Shit,
for funsies. For the humors. For the lols, as one would say.
I do like our lols.
We do like our lols. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this today, and they were like, you know, people are very on the fence about posting memes as like your main bread and butter on pages. And I was like, honestly, that's what resonates with people.
Yeah.
You know? Like coping through humor is such a thing that I'll never stop doing it because I know someone out there will be like, never gonna stop me, never gonna stop. Holy shit. I laughed for the first time today.
Exactly.
And that's all that I really care about.
Like, that's why I like my memes. They are life.
Love my memes. Love my deep posts too. But I love my memes.
It's true.
Do you have anything exciting going on the page this week?
I don't know. Let's see here. Do we? I mean, we're getting mighty close to that 10,000.
I know.
So I'm hoping we have that happen. That'd be great. But I think this week, you know what I need to post? I need to post my list of school resources.
You do. Maybe that's what I should work on today, is getting some resources going. I feel like that's like up there on my list.
I have so much shit on my list right now that I'm shutting down and avoiding it because I don't want to do any of it.
It's truly sad. Like, that's what I do. I have so many things between us and Disgruntled that I need to get done, either like logo-wise or like anything else wise, and right. I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna watch an episode of Friends, and like,
and then one turns into 15 and Netflix is judging you.
Exactly. So no one told you that was gonna be this way. That's exactly what happens. Netflix is like, bitch, are you still watching? And I'm like, where do you think I went? I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I'm in my bed. That's what's exciting today is, I don't know why I keep doing this with my hands, but this is what I'm doing.
Owl is trying to fly away, guys.
I'm trying to fly away. Chappie is in the field. So I get to have whatever dinner I want tonight. And it's like the small things in life, people. I get to fucking, I don't know what to eat tonight. Maybe I'll make some, or I'll get some sushi. Oh, yeah, sushi.
Get you some sushi, girl.
I think I'm gonna.
Oh my goodness. My husband is something else sometimes. So, okay. He doesn't Facebook. He doesn't know how to work it.
He doesn't do the book.
He can build computers, like, from nothing. He cannot Facebook.
Is he, like, a gamer? Like, a computer gamer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he PC games, like, hardcore.
Got it.
And so, now, lately, he's been on Facebook more. And he'll post something, and I'm like, what are you posting? What are you doing? You're at work.
Yeah.
And he'll comment on my stuff, and it's from like 4 weeks ago. And I'm like, this is over, sir. You're not a part of this.
Yeah, you can't reopen this conversation. No. That's like very against Facebook etiquette.
Yes. And just now our like base community center is doing Harry Potter themed bingo tomorrow. And I want to go.
I'm jealous.
So bad. Come with me. I'll take you.
Oh my God, please.
Let's go. Yes. And I want to go so bad, but he works. He just posted the event and I was like, oh, I wanted to go to that. Oh, well, you should go.
With two kids.
Yeah, with two kids, and you're at work, and by myself, I'm good.
Yeah, that's like a no. Maybe you can get one of your friends to come with you, and then like...
I don't have any friends here.
Oh, girl. Me neither.
That's a lie. I have like two, but they wouldn't go with me, so...
Well, if you ever have it again, I will happily drive to Vegas... For Harry Potter bingo and for you, obviously.
They had Trolls one a couple weeks ago, and they had good prize packs. So I want to know what their fucking prize pack is for Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh, I would die if it was like an authentic like Harry Potter wand or something. That would just make me so happy. I have a rant about Harry Potter wands that I'll do for another show, but it involves my nephews in school and all this kind of stuff. But okay. I'll say that it's a long story, so I'll say
God.
Maybe we can do a back to school show. That would be kind of cool.
Yes.
So I was talking, I wasn't talking. So in our chat with Bo, sometimes I kind of like keep to myself because you guys are having conversations and I'm like, I don't feel like I belong in this conversation. So I'm just going to like lurk from the distance. So you guys were talking about like school uniforms and like back to school dates. And I was like, when are your kids going back to school? Like soon.
August 13th.
That's wild. And on the East Coast, you don't go back until after Labor Day.
That's how it is back home. They don't go for another couple weeks.
Wow.
And you know what? I hate it here. Here's another rant for you.
Oh, yes.
I fucking hate that we have like a summer break here because it is too goddamn hot to go outside to do anything.
Yeah.
And everything here is so expensive. I'm like, what are we supposed to do? My kids stay inside all the time. And she's bored and she's like begging to go outside and play with her friends. But if you're outside for 5 minutes, you're going to get heat stroke. Like, that's like, an exaggeration.
Yeah. I feel like Vegas should like accommodate more for the weather. Like have like more indoor activities.
They should. And I see all these bases like, especially ones up north that where it snows a lot, they have a lot of indoor play places on base.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's great. Why can't we have one of those? Because
otherwise there's nothing. Like even back home, we had like an indoor bounce house, an indoor like boardwalk, like all this stuff. You could literally just like spend $20 and just have your kid fucking run ape shit while you're like drinking a Slurpee. I don't know. We'll have to catch Raven on our second segment because we are about out of time. You have been listening to Not Another Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Bet Spouse here on DV Radio.
WDVR!
Woo! This is Owl and True. We will be back after this short little break.
DV Radio.
This week on the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog, I speak with Brittany Fintel, who took a very, very dangerous fall while hiking on Mount St. Helens and was saved by both her service dog and some very dedicated rescuers.
That's the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog right here on DV Radio, WDVR.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to dvradio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah. Yeah.
Radio,
the number one stop on the internet for veterans and service members. WDVR on DVRadio.net.
You're tuned in to DV Radio, where the shenanigans never end. Now, back to our show.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Not Another Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse here on DV Radio.
WDVR!
Yes, Deech. My name is Al.
It's yelling today.
I know, I feel it. I feel it. Back here with Sru.
Hey.
Your featured yeller. And Raven has joined the lovely meeting here.
Hey, hey, bitches, I'm back.
Hey, hey, bitches. She's got a kitty.
I was going to say, Raven has a sidekick.
Oh,
I know.
He's so cute.
He is the coolest cat ever. This is Majora. He is a whopping 7. Well, apparently, he's got something to say. A whopping, like, 17-pound fat-ass cat.
He's so pounds. Cute.
Yes. Look at this fatness. Like, oh, hold on.
I'm looking at your ceiling fan now.
That's a nice ceiling fan, though.
It is really
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Okay, so now that... Okay, look at this fatty.
Oh, Jesus. That's Holy the size shit. Of my toddler.
I know. When we first got him, he was only, like, probably 12 pounds. He's leash trained, not that you can tell, because he's fat as fuck.
So do you take him outside?
No, I don't even go outside.
Oh, okay. True. I feel that.
Have you seen this pale skin? It hasn't seen sunlight in decades.
You're just, like, forever ready for Halloween. I feel like you're that person that you're, like, the day after Halloween, you're, like, 364 days to go, guys. Yeah. Like, got it.
That's true. That is me. I'm already planning, like, my Halloween outfit and have been for a couple months now.
I'm so upset. Chappie's going to be gone for yet another Halloween.
Boo.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Just come here.
I'm thinking about it. I have a whole month of October to do, like, fall activity things.
And just come with me.
Yeah. I'm feeling it.
I want to come. Can I come?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. We have a 5-bedroom house. We've got you.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. We can have our own little party.
I would die because of the cats, but it would be worth it.
I'll just pump you full of antihistamines.
Yeah, you're fine.
Roll it up on the Benadryl. I have a time. Let's do it now.
Yeah, I'm allergic to life, so I have antihistamines. What are they?
Antihistamines?
Yeah. Medical field, 13 years, guys, here. Can't even say antihistamines.
You're fine.
But what I was getting at is, like, we can pretend, like, the river behind my house is, like, the River Styx and to start throwing people we don't like in it.
I love that. Does anybody, like, check that river ever? Or is it, like,
I mean, they probably will now.
Well, I mean, like, hashtag joking.
I mean, like, the government probably doesn't want listen to our show. So,
I don't think.
Yeah.
Hashtag
conspiracy
theorists.
I guess. I mean, if people start going missing, I don't know what to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Yeah. Wasn't me. So anyway, before, I don't know how we got on the tangent of that.
Before we get arrested.
Oh my god, the police are going to show up at my door now. Holy shit. All right, we need to move the fuck on, people. So, we're talking about spouse dress code in different scenarios.
Welcome to Paris. This legendary city of light is the home of love and lovers. A timeless, epic place that has inspired poets, artists, architects, and designers for centuries. And now, the greatest fashion show on earth is here.
Oh dear, here we go. All right.
So who wants to kick us off here on our first?
I will.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
Oh girl. Yes.
Oh, first and foremost, ladies, your dress code, does not include your husband's rank.
Ever.
Ever.
That's like rule one.
And camo. Just keep that shit out of there.
Yeah. It's if I fucking cute. See you roll up in like, even like, I don't know. Any
buy
scenario,
your own clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I had like a nightmare once that I was in Chappie's PT uniform and I don't know why I was in it, but I was at like the gas station or something and everyone kept coming up to me and yelling at me that I was like not supposed to be wearing that. And I was like, I know, I don't know why it's on me. I need to get it off. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then I woke up and I was like so upset. And Chappie was like, what the fuck goes through your brain when you go to sleep? I don't understand. And I was like, I don't know either.
Nightmares.
Bad things, man. Bad
nightmares.
Bad things.
So, I don't know. Like, I feel like Riley, I feel like maybe I'm going to get some backlash for saying this, but I'm going to say it. Sure. I feel like Fort Riley is the trailer park of hosts. I really do.
Sorry. I, like, didn't hear that for a second, and then it registered in my brain. And now I'm here, so
just rave at being a fucking savage, that's all.
I really do, because you constantly see like the namesake Dependa here. I feel like this is where it came from. This is where the name originated. You see the women with their 7 children walking around in their husband's PT shorts and army shirt and their purses made out of their husband's ACUs and
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for that noise. That sounds.
Owl just threw up in her mouth a little.
Yeah.
This is it though. Like, this is where you see it. Very rarely do you see like the new Dependa, the Triceratops. Like, you never see that anymore here.
Like, poor Triceratops. I never actually knew how to pronounce that either. I'm happy you said it.
Okay, so funny story. We are not losing track of military dress code for spouses. Just a funny little story.
Just a little tangent.
So,
people are used to it by now. Go on.
Yeah, I know. So I had to... Okay, backstory. We were playing Fortnite, okay? And Fork knife,
yes.
And yes. And one of the skins on there is a Triceratops. Well, we were playing with other people and they could hear me repeatedly call the Triceratops a Triceratops. And they just thought I was dumb.
They're like, this girl, she's our special player tonight.
Yeah. So one of the guys on there finally, like, nicely and very slowly said, Raven, do you mean Triceratops?
You're like, and, no.
Yeah, so I start laughing. War Eagle starts laughing. And I'm like, oh, no. I absolutely meant Triceratops. So then I had to explain to him what a Dependa was, what a Dependapotamus was, and why we call them Triceratops. And he still didn't get it. And I'm like, I just wasted my breath on some fucking asshole who doesn't get it. I found it hilarious. The other person in our group was military, which we didn't know until he laughed at the Triceratops thing. So, whatever. Back to dress code.
Anyway, love that story.
So, I'll go. Okay.
No, do.
Okay, so I hear, like, rumors, you know, here and there. Oh, the commissary has a dress code. Oh, this place has a dress code. Blah, 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 whatever. And, you know, I just don't think that's true. Because I've gone to the commissary to buy my food that I'm going to eat. And I've seen literal ass cheeks. And not, like, just hanging out the bottom of the shorts. No, like, a lot more than you should ever see of a pure, like, perfect stranger.
Like, you're, like, borderline, yeah. This is underwear.
Yeah, I was like, I know we're, like, I know it's hot as fuck here, but I still have clothes on.
Yeah, I mean, it's called the dress. Yeah. Even if it's a short dress, just something that, like, because I'm a big, like, believer in t-shirt dresses that I can kind of just throw on.
Yeah.
Long enough to cover my ass, but I still have a nice little breeze happening. And that's all that I care about.
And, like, I'm all for it. Like, oh, you know, women wear whatever they want, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, like, you're on base, you're representing someone, like your spouse, whatever, dressed like a adult.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in your shorts should definitely be longer than your vagina.
Yeah.
Firm believer.
That's like a that should be a no-brainer.
It really life. Should be. Should be.
Because, like, I wear these, I got these nice little running shorts at Walmart for, like, $7 a piece. And they're, like, the running ones. Yeah. They're nice and light. They're loose on your legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're comfy as shit. And you know what you can't see? My asshole.
You know what's not featured in these shorts? My vagina. You yep. know, we're good.
It's covered.
I can't fucking with you two right now.
This is... We warned you that the first segment was fucky. We weren't exaggerating in any way here.
Oh Lord! Oh,
I
you
just
guys are gone.
A whole like large ass coffee. So
there
like,
it is.
Yeah.
It's getting real.
I can see sounds right now. As
oh shit! And that right there is why I don't fear the government listening to us. No.
You know what, the government might listen to us for like a second and they'd be like, these bitches are annoying. I'm gonna click off.
Yeah, we're out of here. This is really why we talk about our assholes.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's like those posts where you're like, ladies, oh, yeah. like listen about your periods. All right, now that all the guys are stopped listening, you're like, what the fuck is up with this? And you're like,
yeah. This is how we plan shit.
Exactly.
What's so another owl?
Just the general sense of like, you know,
respect.
Don't worry, be happy now.
I don't want to word this as like dress your age because I don't believe that you should ever feel like, you know.
Yeah.
Wear what you want to wear.
Yeah.
Do you.
But especially when you're on post, you know, try to have some kind of mental check of what you're wearing and what you're doing with your life. Because that's just like, you're representing not only you, but...
Your husband.
Yeah. And your whole family.
No, I totally agree with that because, like, I've never been one to dress, like, in really tight clothes or really short clothes. I have little chicken legs. I don't need people to be like, why is she walking on sticks, you know?
I feel it.
And you're just like, right? But, you know, when I got on post... doctor's appointments, whatever, which is like the reason I go. I don't just go on post to fucking hang out because no. But in my head, I think my husband was a senior NCO. He is now retired. I need to respect that.
Yeah.
Because I don't care who you are and how much you say, well, it's not my husband's career because I'm not my, it's not my career. It's my husband's career. Sorry. Got a little dumb right there, but it doesn't matter because people are going to look at you and you are going to be a reflection of your husband, just like your children are a reflection of you.
Yep.
So dress your children appropriately, bathe them.
Which is sad that you have to say.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. But I told you where I live, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, if you don't have respect for yourself, that's cool, whatever, be you. But have respect for your husband and his career. You know, the CEO of, I don't know, things, places, important people aren't going to walk around in a thong and a sports bra.
It's just kind of like, how do you want to be seen by the rest of the world?
Yeah.
And... Yeah. Take it from there, especially if you have your kids with you. I don't know. It's just like, to me, I wouldn't want to roll up anywhere in like booty shorts with like a kid with me. I don't know.
Right? I mean, and especially as a married woman, you need to cover that shit up.
Yeah.
Because why does Joe Snuffy want to go and have his private, dude, I saw your wife's ass.
Yeah.
You know, no husband wants to hear that.
Yeah.
No. And it's like,
especially not at work.
No, and I'm not here to like slut shame or anything like that. But we all have to be very realistic with ourselves that those fucking conversations happen between dudes. Like, sorry, it happens.
And it makes you look available. It makes you look like you want the attention.
Yep.
Like, don't get me wrong. Ask the girls at any given point. I'm an attention whore. I need the attention. Same. I like it.
She does.
But there's a type of attention. I don't need other men's attention.
No.
No. And I'm also at the same time, like, I dress for myself. Like, Chappie's always like, you know, oh, why did you dress up for this or that or whatever? I'm not doing it for you. I'm not doing it for anybody else because, like, I look fucking cute right now. And I know I look cute right now. And that's all it needs to be.
Yeah, and I'm fucking feeling it. So there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny the other day. Me and my husband were sitting here just, like, watching a movie. And so I had my comfy, like, trashy house shorts on. You know the ones.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We all have them. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, you know, will you go get me some beef jerky at, like, the Classics or whatever? I was like, yeah, okay. And so I got up and I changed shorts. And he's like, what are you doing? I said, no. I can't go out in these. He's like, well, those the ones you're wearing aren't, like, a lot better. It was just, like, these running shorts or whatever. I said, no. I can be, like, comfy and go out. I cannot be trashy.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a difference
in that.
And he was just like, oh. Yeah, you're right.
You, like, blew his mind.
What? You know what I love is, like, I'm pretty sure I've had the exact conversation we are having that I've had with War Eagle. I am so sure of it.
I believe
it's,
it.
I'm sure,
like,
I've had
weird flashback, like, glitch in the Matrix shit right now.
Yeah, I'm we'll so go sorry. To, like, dinner at someone's house, and Chappie's like, why are you wearing a dress? I'm like, twofold answer for you. A, because I like to look nice. And B, because I didn't want to match fucking pants and a shirt together. So, you know,
it's
Mama,
so much work.
Put a dress on.
Owl is, she's going to get a cute dress one day with pockets. And I can just see her standing there with her hands in her pockets, kind of rocking back and forth.
Yep.
Dude, my wedding dress had pockets in it.
There you go.
That's how obsessed I am with pockets in dresses and skirts. My new thing has been skirts with pockets. Like,
girl,
if I find it, I buy it. That's no,
yeah,
no
hell problem. Yeah.
So the other back off tangents. The other thing that's a big question, at least I see in pages, and I'm sure you guys do too, is dress code for either military balls or, like, pinning ceremony, like, things along with graduation.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Because I always see, like, a very wide variety of opinions.
Yeah.
So they told us in our, I think it was my key spouse training, I don't fucking know anymore, that when you go, especially to, like, the military ball, that is full of higher ups and, like, your spouse's higher ups and their higher ups and, like, it's
like, you're gonna see fucking George Washington there.
Yeah.
Oprah's gonna be there, the Pope's gonna be there, everyone's
like,
gonna
it's
be
a
there.
Big fucking deal. And they were like,
George,
you know,
yeah.
Dress appropriately, you know. If they're gonna take a picture with you or, like, put their arm around you, they shouldn't be able to feel like, or, like, see your ass. I don't know. They worded it much better than I am right now.
But I can't believe that's, like, part of the training for key spouses.
Yeah, because, well, they knew people would ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, don't wear plunging necklines and be crazy with it.
Yep. I mean, for me, it would be like, let's keep in mind you're going to a classy event.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to dress like a lady. You are not going to your high school prom where you know you're going to get fucked in the back of a car seat later.
Right. And you're also not 17 anymore. Like, you're there's a grown-ass adult with probably kids. And you're married. So.
And you know what? Coming back to what Raven said about classy, I feel like so many people anymore misuse that word. Like, it's the guy in fucking Princess Bride.
He didn't fall! Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means. I
don't think that word means what you think it means.
Yeah. There, you can be attractive and sexy and classy at the same time.
Agreed.
And that's gone out the window these days. And it makes me sad because a lot of things have gone out the window that need to be brought back. And that is absolutely one of them. This world, our country right now, has zero class.
Yeah. And that's just not in, like, the way you dress kind of way. It's just kind of how you present yourself.
Exactly.
How you speak, how you just, your mannerisms are just
how you behave, how you treat other people.
Thank you. That's the word I was trying to look for. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been to a military ball, so I can't really.
Me either.
Like, Chappie's, like, really not into them.
You tell him the next ball to get two tickets, and I'm gonna come up and I'm gonna be your date, and we're gonna go.
Oh, there you go.
He did that in high school, actually. Oh my god, yes. He had two dates to the same prom in high school. I was like, I'm glad I didn't know you because you sounded like that guy in high school. Right? Yeah, I was Chevy. Like, I would have like judged you so hard. But anyway, we never went to a military ball. I've always wanted to go just to like say that I went. Not that I'm like super interested in them. But we have been in the National Guard. They have like these fancy dinners. They're not like as fancy, but they're, I don't know. I forget what they're called. But that was more like you wore like a cocktail dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That's like us. We did his ALS graduation, Airman Leadership School, which is just like training when you go to like E4,
E5. BLC.
Fucking no. Yeah.
Basic leadership course.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. I forget. Yeah.
One of those. And everyone always like panics over that one. And on our pages, at least, what do I wear?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wore a step above a sundress and called it good.
Yeah.
So, I don't fucking know what to tell you guys.
Yeah, I'm a little nice.
Same and the same.
I feel like in most cases, if you put in some effort.
Yeah, like just something that says like, hey, I woke up this morning and I'm not wearing sweatpants.
Yes.
You're good. I'm also not in a bodycon dress.
Yeah, I didn't fall out of my bed into my laundry basket and crawl out and call it good.
Exactly.
That's definitely
not. Which is me most days.
Yeah.
I'm not even lying.
Most days, yeah. That's completely more than fine. But on those rare occasions where you need to put a little extra effort in, like there might be a picture somewhere involved that shows up on the internet, then give it.
Because they do use those pictures for the pages. They do.
Oh yeah.
And I am a little sad now that War Eagle is retired that I don't think we will be able to go to the balls anymore. And as much as like, it's not my thing, but I kind of want it to be my thing. Does that make sense? I
think everybody wants to be able to like dress up and get fancy and go out.
Yeah. You know what I've just resolved is that like one day when we have a house that's not 5 square foot big, I want to be that person that has like those nice dinner parties once in a while. You know, I think that's more so what you're trying to go for. I don't know. I could be wrong, but just
having that night where
you like dress up and.
Yeah. But I want to go to one of the military balls because I want to see what it's about. I want to see, I do love the brotherhood and the camaraderie that is with the military. I love it. 98% of my friends are active or retired military.
Agreed.
So two of my best friends actually were both also senior NCOs. One of them a drill sergeant. And you still see that camaraderie with them. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
All of the... when Frank and I... Ooh. You know, that guy. When we got engaged... I remember getting calls and they're like, so this guy, why didn't you tell us? And I'm like, motherfucker, this is why. So there's still that. Now the asshole has stolen my best friends. So
you want me to come hurt him? You want me to come yell at him about spaghetti?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Ooh, backstory.
Oh God.
Owl's gonna show up at our house and throw a rigatoni at him yelling spaghetti.
Literally, I will. I'll be like, this is all on your spaghetti!
I'm just gonna beat him to death with a spaghetti fork or whatever the fuck it's called.
I included that in the description of our last show was your fight of spaghetti with War Eagle. I thought you would appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, so I totally get the camaraderie thing and I get the, you know, coming together in a non-work quote-unquote kind of way for them. And plus, you know what? I just want to know what grog tastes like. Just for once in my life. What is
love? You know? I actually have a recipe for grog.
Do you?
Yes.
I didn't know there was ever an official recipe. I thought it was just like you pour some shit in a bowl and just mix it around and everyone drinks it.
So grog actually, I've come to realize a lot of people do not know this. Grog is not a military specific thing.
Huh. I did not know that.
It's actually a Scottish drink.
I think it sounds Scottish.
I think several different cultures have a type of grog.
Okay.
But actually I think I'm lying to you. I think actual grog is Norwegian.
Hold up, bitches. I got Google here.
Do it.
Ugh, right? Do it.
Spirits, originally rum mixed with water. Rum. Oh, here we go. British West Indies. I don't fucking know. Fuck you, Google. I don't need your shit. Oh, my phone just lit up because I have the Pixel, and I yelled Google, and now it's responding.
Google's like, what do you want, bitch?
What, bitch?
I was yelling at War Eagle yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And Siri popped up. How may I help you?
You fucking can't, Siri.
Oh, Siri!
Dear Siri, tell me how to hide a body. Thanks!
They won't answer you anymore.
Raven's phone pops up.
Siri's like, can you quit asking me this? I can't give you the information.
You're going to have to piece this one together on your own, bitch. I'm sorry.
I am not going to jail with you, honey. I wish I could have Siri as like a sassy gay man on my phone.
Oh, my God, yes. That would be amazing.
You guys, freak out here. Sorry. Okay.
Do it.
You guys have watched Queer Eye, right? The new one?
I love Queer Eye. I've watched
it. It's the best. Raven, no. What? What? You got to watch it.
You haven't watched it yet?
Whoa, bitch, are you going to hop through here and fuck me up?
It's so fucking wholesome. It's so... it warms my little heart. And they're just okay. The best.
First of all, we all know that I have dedicated my life, night and day, to Once Upon a Time. So you just calm it down, okay?
Oh, we can have a conversation about that, too.
Jonathan Van Ness in your life.
I used to watch it.
That's what also makes me feel so nostalgic is that I loved watching the older episodes, the original series.
I never
so now
watched
this is
the
like
original.
You never watch. You got to go online and find it.
Yeah, they have it on YouTube, and I've started watching it.
Yeah,
but okay. Yeah. My whole thing was the other night, I had a nightmare. I was on Queer Eye for some reason. Apparently, I dress like shit. I don't fucking know.
I mean, I do so.
Like, I got my Captain America shirt.
Love it.
America, bitches.
America, fuck yeah. Come in again to say the motherfucking day, yeah, America.
And they got like, they started to be mean to me and I was so upset. And then Jonathan had decided he wanted to dye my hair like this really badass like red color. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And then he wouldn't do it. He's like, no. No.
Oh, that's hateful.
That sounds like America's Next Top Model shit when they would do like all the hair transformations and they'd all be like, don't cut my hair.
I want my hair.
Yeah.
You see, I used to have hair so long that when I sat down, I would sit on like an inch of it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, this was just a couple years ago. Like, if you go on my Facebook, you can see like the big,
to go look for
scary,
it.
Do it, like the big scary hair. And after I had the baby, you know,
ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Tiny terrorist.
Shit, I mean, the hair, not the child.
Oh well, I was gonna agree with you, but now I'm not. But I cut it, and War Eagle legitimately had the biggest like freak out. He was like, "What have you done? Your hair is gone. That was the whole reason I started dating you." And I'm like, "Then divorce me, motherfucker. Divorce me." I'm like, "I could have fucking pigeons up in here and nobody would know." I have really, really thick curly hair.
It's so pretty though. Oh my God.
Yeah, I love
you. It aged you though.
It did.
Hair.
Yeah, it did. And when she says aged me, it made me look my age. But yeah, anyways.
Raven's gonna fight me, guys.
No, we're good. We're good.
At least it made you look your age. I am turning a certain age next week, and everyone still pins me as like mid-30s.
So, I mean, that's not bad, though. I mean.
No, I guess not.
I don't know how old I am anymore.
I was pregnant in that picture.
Were you really?
That's yeah, I was like.
Are you
I
sending like, us pictures of Raven?
Yeah.
You're such a creep. Holy shit, girl.
Yeah. So
edgy.
That was actually one of my modeling pictures.
I love that.
I feel like we have to post it to the page now. Hey, guys.
I was seven and a half.
That's like the the quote I can think of.
That's about the look I give him, too. How funny.
I love that.
I was 7.5 months pregnant in that picture.
No, you were fucking not.
I was. If you keep going, somewhere in there is a picture that Orgel took, like a profile picture of my stomach, and it was, I believe, 3 weeks before I gave birth to the baby. And you can barely, I mean, like, you can tell I'm pregnant, but it does not look.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I carry very far backwards, not backwards, back, in the, like, back labor type deal.
I feel that. So now that we've tangented, that's not a word, but I'm going to make it a word, off into pregnancy and modeling and hair and all this kind of stuff. Does anyone have any other thoughts on spouse dress code, since we're about out of time?
Ain't nobody but your spouse need to see your ass.
Love it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it came out in that accent.
Yeah, that was like a weird ghetto southern accent.
That was, but I enjoyed
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Maybe with a hint of Australian in it.
Maybe, yeah. Like, you lived in Australia for like a minute.
I'd be okay with that.
Okay. Well, Shrew's going to beat up kangaroos for us one day.
Fuck yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, I gotta go with Shrew on that. Keep your asshole to yourself. Nobody wants to see it. when you're going to military balls, dress classy, not assy. use spandex with appropriate manner. Yeah. Word to your mother.
All I will say is, ain't nobody want to see your naughty bits. So keep them away from Maz.
Your Highness, I'm sure it's not that noticeable. Hold! Hold!
Hold! Hold! Hold!
My eyes! All right, all right.
And my food. Please.
And my food.
And me just in commissary.
And I feel like I need to throw out there for some of you backsliders, keep your naughty bits away from other people's husbands, too.
That, too.
That's a good fucking point. Sorry,
keep
I'm staring
them to yourself.
Yes. Well, with that, you have been listening to Not on the Military Spouse, a podcast brought to you by Unconventional Vet Spouse on DVRadio.
A shit show.
WDVR.
You can find us on Facebook at Unconventional Vet Spouse, as well as Instagram. And our new unconventional, I don't even know if it's new anymore, Unconventional Underground. It is a request to join closed group where we ask more serious questions and have even more fuckery. So please
answer the questions or you will get declined, because I decline like 12 of you a day.
Yeah, there was like 7 of them yesterday and I was like, nobody answered questions. And it explicitly says, you will not be brought into this group if you do not answer the question.
Legit turned one down because he said, I'm not answering that. And I'm like, I'm not accepting you.
Yeah, for you.
No fuckery for you.
No fuckery for you. My name is Owl. I'm here with Shrew and Raven.
Bye, hey. Bitches.
Later, bitches.
Laters.
Radio.